Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and honest to goodness, I cannot stand the smell of a conventional shower curtain, so much so that I'd rather take towels, put them on the floor, take a shower. I actually took the toxic, gross-smelling shower curtain down, and now there's towels all over the floor. Yes, I'm doing more wash, but honest to goodness, I can't stand it. So when Lisa Barra said, we're going to talk about healthy alternatives to toxic shower curtains, I was like, woo-hoo, bring it on. So I have to do so many towel washes. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah, that's not practical, Lisa. Well, anyway.
I know. I'm wasting water, but I just couldn't stand the smell.
We're going to fix that today. Well, I've talked to you guys numerous times about new home smell and that that's not a good smell, even though we've associated new car smell and new home smell with fresh and new. Those are actually chemicals that are off-gassing from new products. Well, guess what? The same thing happens with your vinyl shower curtain, and that's what the majority of those plastic shower curtains are made from, PVC or polyvinyl chloride, or what we refer to as vinyl, and that's what most of them are.
I'm going to tell you a crazy, well, it's not so funny, but I was in New York one year and I was staying at my girlfriend's house and I had to leave because her house got infested with cockroaches and they were spraying. So I'm like, oh, I'm leaving. I don't want to be in the house when they're spraying. Right. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to check into a hotel. So I go to the hotel, this beautiful, gorgeous hotel. The room is tiny. I walk in the room. Literally, I was like, oh, the smell was atrocious. And what they did was they just put in new PVC shower curtains into all the rooms. So I was like, oh my God, I wanted to sleep with a gas mask on because I couldn't even breathe. And you can't open up the windows in the hotels there.
Yes,
I was like, what's worse? You know, like what's worse? You stay in a place that's being tested, you know, the toxins from asbestos. I was like, oh my God. Anyways, but that's like, it's really brutal, the smell.
It's bad.
Brutal. And we all have that story. And I don't know which one was the better choice there, Andrea. That was a tough decision.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The thing with the PVC is no other plastic on the planet releases as many dangerous chemicals. And with PVC, these chemicals include dioxins, the most dangerous of all of the compounds, hormone-disrupting chemicals called phthalates. We've talked about those before. They're in plastics to soften the plastic. Vinyl chloride, ethylene dichloride, lead, cadmium, organotins, and the list goes on. These are actually chemicals that are being released from your plastic PVC shower curtain. These chemicals can actually damage the respiratory system, liver, the kidneys, central nervous system, and they've been connected to even cancer. So this is such an issue. So a group called the Center for Environmental Health and Justice did a study because no one had really done a study on this before. And they took shower curtains at regular name brand retailers across the country. And they found that these curtains were releasing as many as 108 volatile organic compounds.
Oh.
108 into the air. So no wonder you were about to pass out. And what's crazy about this study is they found that these chemicals were actually still lingering in the air even 28 days after the PVC curtain was unwrapped and hung. So a lot of people think, oh, I'll just hang it up and it'll off-gas. Well, guess what? You're breathing in those chemicals for potentially a month or even longer. And when we say VOCs, that's volatile organic compounds, what that means basically is these chemicals, when they cut at room temperature, they release into a gas. So when you think about taking a shower, a hot shower, your pores open. So these chemicals are not only are you breathing them in a hot shower, but they're actually getting into the pores of your skin. So this is especially dangerous. We've talked about that with chlorine. If you're showering in regular chlorine water and not using a shower filter, you're being exposed to chlorine byproducts. And now you've got these 108 additional chemicals from shower curtains. And like I said, phthalates, you know, they're linked to all types of reproductive issues, early breast development in children, sperm damage, and the list goes on. And of these chemicals that they found, the EPA classified 7 of them as hazardous air pollutants. And
it's so outrageous.
It's crazy.
Hey, Lisa, you got to help me get these towels off the floor.
Okay, I'm going to give you some happy, some healthy options. And I do want to say, you think, why would these be sold? Well, you know, the government does not regulate the indoor air in our homes, and so that's part of the problem, is that no one's regulating that. You know, manufacturers can sell you anything to put in your home, and your air can be really toxic, and you're not going to get fined for it. So it's your job as a consumer to be informed by listening to the show and making healthy choices. So I'm going to list 5 great healthy choices that you can use instead of a PVC shower curtain. Lisa, listen up. Take notes.
Okay.
Starting with 1, which is hemp. Hemp is an amazing product. It grows really freely and easily without the use of toxic fertilizers and pesticides. And what's great about hemp is it's naturally resistant to mildew and bacteria. So with a hemp shower curtain, it doesn't require a plastic liner. This is really important and great.
Oh, that is nice.
Right? So you don't have to even use plastic. And you can machine wash the hemp, and it will dry quickly. So that's the 1 choice. Places where you can get those are earthsake.com, Rawganeek, and also greenhome.com. They all sell hemp. You can get any different color you want, different sizes. The list goes on.
Well, what's the middle site you gave?
Okay, so we have EarthSake, Rawganeek. It's spelled Raw, G-A-N-I-Q-U-E. I know it's kind of a tongue twister, Rawganeek.
You know, we'll put them we'll put them on naturallysavvy.com so people
can
find them.
Yeah, I like to give resources. And they're made with 100% organic European hemp-grown, sweatshop-free, PVC-free, plastic-free, BPA-free, VOC-free, dioxin-free, and all of that. So hemp is great. 2 would be linen. And you obviously want to use organic linen. You can get those at Koichi, if you're familiar with that site, C-O-Y-U-C-H-I, and also EarthSake. Now, these can be used with or without a liner. You kind of need to check with the manufacturer to see what they recommend. And then there's, of course, you can't machine wash linen, so that's not as good. Birch is another fabric, which is great. That's at Koichi. Organic cotton, not just cotton, because remember, cotton is the most heavily sprayed crop in the world. 25% of the world's insecticides are sprayed on cotton. So if you're not buying organic, you're getting pesticide exposure. So look for organic cotton shower curtain. You can get that at Green Home and also at Lifekind and at Koichi as well. And finally, I want to mention a healthier plastic. If you're on a budget, because some of these shower curtains are a little pricier because you're paying for good quality materials, but if you're on a really tight budget, there's a material called PEVA, P-E-V-A, and this is a non-chloride plastic. It's basically a chloride-free vinyl, which is a better alternative to vinyl. And you can get these everywhere for about $10. Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, IKEA, even Crate & Barrel, West Elm, Pottery Barn sells this. And it might also be labeled EVA, E-V-A. And these are great. They're resistant to buildup. Be aware of anything saying mold and mildew resistant, because that could mean the addition of more chemicals, both in the liner and in the fabric, so be careful of that. But PEVA and EVA are a good, affordable alternative for your liner. And remember, PVC is the 3 plastic. Look for the 3 in the recycling triangle.
Lisa, I want to ask you a question before we end. You know, I box, and I bought a pair of boxing gloves, and I opened the package today, and they reeked. So obviously they have PVC, or they're made in China, or they've got some type of chemical in it. So right away I put them outside in the backyard so they can air out. And generally it takes at least 1 or 2 for it to air out. Does that help to release the gases? And then is it safe to put them on you after they've aired out and they don't smell anymore?
I'll tell you, we need to avoid PVC in general, because when these go back into the landfill, when you are done with them and they're incinerated, they actually release dioxins back into the air, not only in the production, but in the, you know, disposal of it too. And these toxins get back into our waterways. So when you choose an alternative to that, you're actually doing great for your planet, for our outdoor air, for everything. So it's not just about the off-gassing in your home, although that is a big part of it. We really just want to find healthier alternatives in general.
But what about for me, someone who's boxing, and I don't think they have hemp boxing gloves. So that was more my question, is, you know, in terms of leaving it up. But I agree with you. I think avoiding it altogether is key. But is that, you know, anyways, I think we should have another show. We talk about that.
Definitely.
In terms of what do we do for things that there aren't alternatives for. All right. You can learn more about Lisa at ronandlisa.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay away from PVC. Stay well.